Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you with us. We're going to get into a very, very interesting discussion tonight and teaching on the gates of Yahweh. Now, we're going to talk about and prove, we believe, that this is the time gates that are given in reference to Scripture. We're going to take you to the Scriptures. We're going to identify them for you. If you got a Bible, you get it, you mark it, and you study along with us tonight as we begin in the great book of Revelations. It is a passage of Scripture where we establish the fact that in heaven, now, in heaven is like upon the earth should be. Not necessarily that it is, but it should be. For see, he said, do it according to the pattern that is in heaven. So Moses constructed everything in a type and an antitype of revelation that we may know the truth, and the truth would make us free. We're over in 21, and we're going to begin in verse 12. Notice as we read in verse 12, and I saw the glory, verse 11, of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a great high wall and 12 gates, and the gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereon, and the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now it goes on the east gate, on the north gate, on the south gate, and on the west gate. So there was three gates on the west, and there were three gates on the south, and three gates on the east, praise Yahweh, east, south, west, and let's look at those gates in the book of Ezekiel. As we go to the book of Ezekiel, and we're going to the last chapter. We're coming back to the book of Revelations, by the way. But let's go to the book of Ezekiel and look into what Ezekiel saw as he describes the temple. Now, let's look here as it is the sanctification of the process in the gates. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribe of Israel, identical, if you will, to the gates that are in heaven. And these are the gates of the tribes of Israel, Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. And on the east side, 4,503 gates, and one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, and one gate of Dan. Now on the south side, we have the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. And in verse 34, we have three gates, gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, and the gate of Naphtali. And Yahweh is there, it says in verse 35. So then we know that this is the gate into the eternal city. Now what are these gates? Why are the names of the 12 children of Israel, the 12 sons, why are they written, their names, upon the 12 gates? And what does it symbolize? Well, let's go to Revelations chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Now, what is his commandments? The Bible said his commandments are not grievous, of course. But we're going to find out tonight just exactly what he requires of us in the gate worship that he has indicated. Remember, every gate is a time gate. Now, if you take a 360-degree circle, or a four-square city in this case, and square the circle, praise Yahweh, and you, in effect, develop a pyramid. Now, on this pyramid, you have four sides, which is east, west, north, and south. And on the three sides, or on the four sides, you have the three tribes that are indicated within the sacred circle. Blessed is he that doeth his commandments, that he might have a right to the tree of life, and might enter in through the gates into the city. Now, let's look at the counter effect of what's outside the city. Now, we're going to prove to you that these are gates of worship, gates of time, and gates that they're effectively open and shut. And we're going to prove that by the Bible tonight. And we are on the sacred times of the gates. These are not gates in a sense of understanding that it's just a natural gate. Remember, these are time gates, I believe, and we'll prove it to you before the night's out. Yahweh will, and if not, we'll finish it up tomorrow night. For verse 15, outside the gates are dogs and sorcerers. Now, what would a sorcerer be? Well, a sorcerer, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody that would change the proper times, and they would become what we would describe as spiritual whoremongers and murderers. You see, it actually kills those that would be coming into. Remember, the Bible says, beware of the Pharisees, for they get in the door or the gate. They won't go in themselves and hinder them that would. Well, that's what it's talking about right here. For without are dogs. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a dog is by nature a vicious pack of animals, especially when they come together. Dogs is often described as man's best friend, but a wild dog, a wild pack of dogs, could be man's worst nightmare. For without our dogs, without the city, without the gates, without the system that Yahweh has designed and brought forth and established as truth. These are the time gates to enter. Blessed are they that do his commandments, verse 14, that they may enter in through the gates into the city. For without the city are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now let's look at those that lie. John 8:44, the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua in a flesh body, took to task these Pharisaical Jews. These, we believe, were the Canaanite bloodline that had crept into the city and were trying to pose as Yahweh's children. Remember, the tares are sold among the wheat, even so today. So then, here we are. For without our dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now let's go back to the times gates of Ezekiel chapter 45 one more time, as we are in the process of establishing the true times and the true Sabbaths. Praise Yahweh, the times to worship. Now remember, the sorcerers could effectively change the times and laws according to Daniel 7:25, and that's what they've done. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been taken out of the proper times that Yahweh has declared and we have been moved into a fixed seven-day Gregorian Jewish calendar out of the pits of hell by these evil ones, dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, idolaters, and liars. Blessed are they that enter in through the gates of the time. We're going to prove that it was time gates that he entered into, for the Bible is very, very clear that this is the case, that it was indeed speaking about the time gates that is on Yahweh's time list. Praise Yahweh. All right, 45. And let, or 46, let's go to 46 first, and we'll come to 45 later. Let's look again at the first verse. Thus saith Yahweh, the Lord God, the gate of the inner court. Now, the inner court was the gate that entered into the holiest of holies. And if you turned and looked west, you would actually face the going down of the sun, and if you turned east, you were facing the rising of the sun, and from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his laws are eternal. But remember, the sorcerers and the dogs and the whoremongers and the idolaters and the liars will change times and laws. These are what Yahweh's talking about. And that filthy whore of Revelations chapter 17, she is the one that has come in, crept in, unaware, because she plunged the earth into what we call the Dark Ages in 325 AD, when Constantine took charge of the faith, now called the Christian faith. At that time, it was the Hebrew faith. It was not called faith. It never was called Christian faith. Christian is something that has been added on from the word Christ, which is from the word Krishna. It's an Indian word made applicable by translation. And so then, the word Hebrew, or the faith of the Hebrew, go only to the lost sheep, Hebrews, of the house of Israel. These are the chosen one and the bloodline kin of Jacob. These are the ones that Yahweh chose, and to them only shall you go and preach the gospel, not to every creature, but to every Hebrew, as it is written. For you see, the Catholic Church, this terrible whore, church that has come upon the earth in the last days to formulate and to change the truth of Yahweh, change the word, especially the New Parchment, the New Testament, and look how they changed the times as they have devised a calendar in the 13th century, Pope Gregory the 13th. And this formula is still in effect to give us a pagan seven-day calendar to hang on our wall, as they have masterfully, skillfully sorceried, idolated, and lied about the times of Yahweh. Now, we'll prove that Yahweh's times are not man's times. And if you're out of the time of Yahweh, you say, Pastor Buddy, I find it very difficult to function in society by the method that Yahweh chose. Well, of course, it wouldn't be popular. Of course, it wouldn't be a time that would be agreeable with the world. Of course, it wouldn't be agreeable with the Roman Catholic calendar system or the Pharisaical Jew system, where they have combined together to deceive the very elect. Now, I'll give you scripture after scripture, time after time, on the subject of the true Sabbath. We challenge anybody under the sound of our voice tonight, if you have a formula that you would like to put up against this formula, we dare you, and we don't say that boastfully, we actually challenge you to save your life. We don't challenge you to show you up. We don't challenge you to make a fool out of you. We challenge you to actually save yourself from your own self and from the deceivers that have deceived you, and now you're trying to deceive others by promoting a Saturday, a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday Sabbath. Each one of these days are not correct on a fixed weekly Sabbath because that system has errors. Oh my, if you could only study. I have done my homework in studying, and I know what they have done to the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars. As I indicated to you last night on WWCR, on the worldwide connection of the shortwave radio, that they have changed times and laws effectively. They have taken over 99% of the believing, what we call Christian people, out of the proper times of Yahweh. Now, we're talking about gates tonight. Now, thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. Now, I want you to underline 6 working days. Now, remember, you're to work 6 days, and the 7th day you're to keep it holy. But if you notice, down at the bottom of the text here in the first verse, we have a backward spin on this particular passage of Scripture. It is written incorrectly, purposefully, probably, to throw you off of the time count that you may not catch the formula that is encoded in the book of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. Now, we're talking about a new moon. Now, you say, Pastor Buddy, we don't keep new moons because the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars does not take into effect the new moon. That's correct. Matter of fact, this month, the first moon, and the word month, by the way, is an English word that is very deceptive. Again, we're going to repeat this. And if we have any challengers to take us on the debate of the true Sabbath, we're ready to deal with you. We're ready to debate the issues. And we invite you on the show to prove where Pastor Buddy has got the wrong ideal about this formula here. Notice in July, our new moon is positioned on the 10th day of July. Now, if a new moon marks the Hebrew calendar, not the Jewish calendar, which is false, and the Roman calendar, which is false. Trust neither the Jew or the Roman. If you're a true blue Israelite, a Hebrew, you're the sheep scattered abroad, you must understand that our fathers were given by the holy writ of Yahweh. In Genesis 1:14, he gave us this cycle, the moon and the sun, to mark days and months or moons and seasons and festivals, according to Revelations 1:14. Now, what's man done? Remember the sorcerers without the gate. Remember, blessed are they that enter into his gates, David said, with thanksgiving. That means on the appointed day you cannot enter. I'll prove that you cannot enter his gates on any other day except on the Sabbath day. Now, isn't that amazing? Ladies and gentlemen, you were not even authorized to enter into the temple unless you had business with the priest. Any other day other than the designated day for you to come and appear before Yahweh into what we call the inner court where the worship services were held. Notice again, the new moon is at the bottom of the verse of Ezekiel chapter 46. The new moon should be the beginning of the moon. It's the first moon. July should start out on day one with a new moon. So a Hebrew calendar would look amazingly different. It would actually be 10 complete days. And that's how they changed it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the liar. This is the whore that corrupted the whole earth and changed times and laws of Yahweh. Now, we've got those real intelligent seventh-day keepers that come along and say, oh, I've got it all figured out. Constantine changed the Holy Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. And what they did, ladies and gentlemen, is jump out of the frying pan right into the fires of deceit of the Jewish rabbinical system. And therefore, they become sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. They became the dogs of Revelations 21 and 22. Let me show you the liars and the idolaters and the corrupt ones. They shall corrupt the whole earth. The filth of the corruption of the whore, this is false doctrine. This is the false Sabbath. Saturday and Sunday is a false Sabbath. Not only is Sunday false, Christians, you Seventh-day Adventist keepers, thank you for trying. I tried. But it don't work on Yahweh's calendar. You must return back to the numerical, mathematical formula of Ezekiel 46, 1 in the time gate. The new moon, it shall be open. The gate now has to be open. Now remember, enter in his gates with thanksgiving. How can you enter in to the gate on the working day when the gates shall be shut 6 days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it brings in the question, are you keeping true Sabbath? Are you keeping the time as we go to Jeremiah? And we're going over to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going over to the 17th chapter. And I'm going to read verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't enter in the time gates on the new moon and the Sabbath, you will never approach or enter into the gate for all other times this gate is shut. And Yahweh said, behold, I stand at the door. This is the time gate of truth. He stands there on the new moon to open it to you. He stands there in the Sabbaths to open it to you. Now, if you kept the new moon holy and you did no servile work, according to Amos 8 and 5, when will the new moon be gone that we may buy and sell? And the Sabbath that we may sell our produce. Verse 13, Jeremiah 17. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed. Remember, the Bible said, lest you walk naked and they see your shame. If you're caught outside the door on the working days, you shall be ashamed. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. I'm coming back after the break with part two of the gates of Yahweh. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you in here. I truly would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Gary for doing a great job for sitting in for me here last week, a couple of days on the radio show, and we truly appreciate Dr. Gary. He did a great job. We've had a lot of positive comments on the message of health that he sent for the House of Israel. Many of us are sick and weak because we fail to address the issues of our daily health. And you know the system is geared to destroy us before we reach the age where we can actually reap benefits from our government. It's sad that they would farm us out like cattle and treat us as such. But you see the system is like hanging a chariot out, and then they beat you with a work stick, and then you die before you collect. And that's the system, as they have manufactured foods purposely to kill us around 65 to 70 years as an average here in America. So you can see the odds. It's just like going to Las Vegas and playing the roulette wheel. You ain't got a chance unless you return back to the covenants. Verse 10 of Jeremiah 17. I, Yahweh, I search the heart. I try the reins of the heart, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, let's drop down to the 19th verse and continue with the time gate effect of the Sabbath day, which has been changed, we believe, by the Catholic Church. They readily admit that they changed the proper Sabbaths. Now, we've been made to believe that it was on Saturday and that they changed it to Sunday. Man, deception of right hand, left hand, as they played the shell game with us and the number game by drawing up their own set of numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't win for losing with that formula. But if we go back to the formula of Ezekiel 46, we win when we bring back in the eternal covenant timepiece of the new moon. And then we work 6 days, and then we keep a Sabbath. With that combination, let me show you how it would look on a piece of paper. You draw a rectangular box, write in it, new moon, day one. Then you work 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the gate is shut. You can't enter in through the time gates to worship Yahweh. He's not there. It's shut. He's working like you are. Now then, on the 8th day, you see, day 1 would be a holy day Sabbath, an uncountable day. But as time evolved through the first moon, the first moon is one day. And then the first working day is when you see first light of the moon. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, the Catholic Church and the Jewish Church don't acknowledge that. That's true. That's my point, that they have changed times, it says, in Daniel 7:25, and laws, the laws of the eternal timepiece. They have taken us and put us on a fixed, incorrect, 7-day calendar, which is, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is so false and is so far away from the truth that the Bible said they would cast the truth, the proper times of Yahweh to the ground, and they would prosper. Now, let's see what verse 19 of Jeremiah 17 says. Thus saith Yahweh unto me, go and stand in the gate. Now, stand in the gate, see an ass for the old path. And when you find it, walk in, and you'll find rest for your soul. Stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out. And in all the gates of Jerusalem, I'm going to prove to you, it was the Sabbath, the new moon, and the Sabbath gates he was talking about here in the 17th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Notice as I continue reading. And say unto them, Yahweh speaking, hear ye the word of Yahweh, you kings of Judah, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Remember, the gates are open in the new moon and the Sabbath. You could not enter in any other time. So then, he's specifically referring to his new moons and Sabbaths, proving it in the next verse. Thus saith Yahweh, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. The gate was open, and the only way they could enter, and he warned them not to carry any burden on the Sabbath day. It was a day of worship, a day of praise. You can't raise your hands and praise Yahweh carrying burdens. Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, if I was to keep your formula, glory to God, I'd be far before nightfall. Well, that'd be the best thing ever happened to you. You say, well, I'd lose my three-bedroom house. That'd be the best thing that ever happened to you. He that seeketh to save his life will lose it. And, of course, if you seek to have the creature conference just to compromise with Babylon, to get along with Babylon, then not only are you going to lose your creature conference, you're going to lose your own life. So then, which would be greater? To be a friend to Yahweh and an enemy to Babylon, or a friend to Babylon and an enemy to Yahweh? You can't serve both of them. You got to make choices here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Yahweh's times or Satan's times. I'm proving, I'm daring any Sabbath, seventh-day Sabbath keeper, has got any information contrary to what I'm producing here, I would ask you to come on the radio with us here tonight and appear before the house of Israel. We challenge you, you Sunday keepers, you ain't even in a race anyway. You're far from the truth with a fixed Gregorian calendar and a Pharisaical Jewish calendar. Both of them are as false and corrupt because they're sorcery and lies, and they are dogs that do this, vicious, as they attack you and your spirit and your soul, dragging you through the gates of destruction. For if you cannot enter on the appointed day that Yahweh has said, you will not enter at all. Notice verse 22, neither carry forth a burden of your houses on the Sabbath day. Neither do you any work the hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. Same command. But verse 23, let's see what they did. But they obeyed, of course they did. They waited for the new moon to pass. They waited for the gate to open to come and worship. They quit working. No, that ain't what they did here, according to verse 23. They obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff. And ladies and gentlemen, today I'm talking to a stiff neck and an uncircumcised people, as was Jeremiah, as was Isaiah, who was sawed asunder. They dug a hole for Jeremiah and put him in a miry pit for teaching this same doctrine that Pastor Buddy is in here tonight preaching. And as Dr. Gary reminded me today, this is a hard saying, and who can hear it? We're reminded constantly with our tithes and offerings and support from very few people that this is a hard message. It's a hard sell. But the Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. We've got nothing to sell you but the truth of Yahweh's word. And it's not very popular. We are not going to win any popularity contest. Pastor Buddy is probably now the most hated man on Truth Radio. Why? Because I do not walk with the so-calls. I don't run with a pack of wolves, and I sure don't swim in the same school of sharks. The Bible said, refrain yourself from walking with them. Come out from among her, my people. Come out of Babylon in her times or false times. And I'm asking anybody that's got any proof that this is not the correct time to come and present it. If Sunday is the true Sabbath day, you need to get on here and defend your Christian faith. It's Saturday. You Saturday the keeper, Sabbath keepers, you Seventh Day Adventist. If you got any truth, you get on here and prove it to me. Otherwise, you'll hear Pastor Buddy preaching on this until Pastor Buddy no longer is preaching on the radio. For we didn't come to compromise. We made the deal going in with Yahweh. We would preach His word. And by preaching His word, we make few friends and many enemies. Well, that's the choices you make when you preach the gospel. So we're not trying to please you or tickle your ear. We're trying to actually cut your ear off and put you a new one on that you can hear the word of Yahweh. We're trying to circumcise your ear, if you will. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Now, I am asking you today, if this not is the correct instruction of the new moons and the Sabbaths, you mark your time by beginning the gate open on the new moon. It is shut 6 working days, and that bring your Sabbath to the 8th day of the month rather than the 7th, as they have fixed a calendar and to deceive you with, and it's called a Gregorian Roman calendar with a Jewish approval. Both of them deny the new moon having anything to set Yahweh's times. Now, notice here, in verse 24, and it shall come to pass if they diligently, now what's the word diligent? The Bible straightens a way and narrows the gate, and a few there be that find it. What gate was he talking about, ladies and gentlemen? He was not the gate of the true Sabbath and the gate of the new moon. If you'll find the true gate, you can enter in, because that's the only time the true gate is open. The gate is only open on the new moon, so you can't enter any other day. The gate is only open on the Sabbath. You cannot enter any other day. And I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice that if this ain't the formula, then come on the radio and prove me wrong. Pastor Buddy's not too old to eat crow. I have a few teeth left. I can chew meat. Praise Yahweh, and I can digest meat if it's from biblical standard principles. But if I'm not preaching the Bible, somebody needs to get on here and preach it to me. Then I'll quit preaching it to you until I understand the true word of Yahweh. You got to diligently hearken unto Him, saith Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates to this city on the Sabbath, but hallow the Sabbath day, and do no work therein. Then shall you enter into the gates of this city, kings and princes riding upon or sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, and the princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places from about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there were only a remnant left at this time. Israel, the 10 tribes, had been exiled for their disobedience and breaking the covenants and the Sabbaths and the new moons. And now only Judah. He's pleading for the last time with the prophet Jeremiah. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah is the prophet that left, blowed the light out, turned the light out in Palestine, never to return no more, as he gathered the daughters of Zedekiah. As Yahweh prophesied through Jeremiah that if they would not keep this holy covenant Sabbath gate worship, that he would put out the eyes of the king of Judah, and he did so. Zedekiah had his eyes effectively put out, meaning now that the house of Judah is blind, along with the house of Israel, for failing to find the proper door and the time gate to worship on the holy day. Notice verse 27, but if you will not hearken unto me and hallow the Sabbath day, remember, you've got to start with the new moon, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem. This is the time gates of the Sabbath and the new moons. It shall devour the palaces, because I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof. He burnt down his secret time gate. He put out the eyes of Israel. And today, ladies and gentlemen, through the prophecy of Pastor Buddy and the shepherd's call, Yahweh is now restoring his truth and his true Sabbath and his time gates through the revelation and giving you book, verse, and chapter and saying, return unto me, O house of Israel. It's your last call. Because if you fail to heed the latter-day prophecy, then a greater damnation shall come upon you, saith Yahweh, as we go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 22, verse 5. But if you will not hear these words, I'll swear by myself, saith Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. Verse 5 of Jeremiah chapter 22. If you will not hear these words, I'll swear that you and this house shall become a house of desolation, for I will prepare the destroyers against everyone with his weapons, and they shall cut down the cedars and cast them into the fire, and many nations shall pass through this city as an enemy thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, America is a hotbed of corruption of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yahweh says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 27, notice as he says in the book of Jeremiah 31, as we go there, there is a prophecy there that will be proclaimed to the house of Israel. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah, mix their seed, sow is intermingle. Remember, the word sow means, if you look it up in the Strong's, intermingle, mix their blood. I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah, the two houses, with the seed of man, that is the stranger to come in, and with the seed of the beast. And that's what's happening right here as Pastor Buddy speaks, because we have broken his laws and covenants. And this will be a punishment until we are provoked through jealousy to turn back to the laws and the time gates of the worship times that Yahweh will acknowledge us as his people. For, ladies and gentlemen, verse 35 of 41, Jeremiah, thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for light by day and the ordinances of the moon and the stars by night, which divideth the sea and the waves thereof, Yahweh is his name. If these ordinances depart from me before me, saith Yahweh, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. And as long as the sun and the moon remain in the heavens, the time gates of the eternal Sabbaths and new moons will be effectively there for you to return to. Return in the day of trouble. The Bible said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Now, we're going to conclude tonight very quickly over in the book of Isaiah again, where we left off on WWCR last night in the new millennial kingdom to come. Now, look what's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 22, Isaiah 66. Notice verse 15 before I read verse 22. For behold, saith Yahweh, I will come with fire, and I'll bring my chariots like a whirlwind to render my anger and fury and I rebuke with flames of fire, and by fire and by sword, I will plead with the flesh of Israel to return to my covenants and my time gates to worship me in the new moon and the Sabbath. But they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith Yahweh, for I know your works and your thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. This is the true house of Israel. Verse 22, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh will, at the new kingdom millennial, restore the new moon. He will put back the proper calendar for the Hebrew. And the heathen will no longer be here to interfere and change the time. The deceiver and the sorcerers and the liars will be the ashes that the feet of the righteous tread upon, and I can't wait. Hallelujah for the time. Praise Yahweh. From one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. Remember, the gate is only open in the new moon. You can't get through any other time. And today's the day of salvation. If you don't do it here, you won't want to do it over there. For I'll show you what happens to those that don't do it here. I'll show you where they're going to wind up just in a moment. Verse 24, and those that will not hearken unto me, those that will transgress against me and deny my true Sabbaths and my new moon covenants, you shall go forth and look upon their carcass, and the worm shall not die, neither shall the fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all of those that remain. Oh, what a happy day, when there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of Yahweh, when there shall no longer be a heathen, a sorcerer, a liar, or whosoever loveth and maketh a lie in the house of Yahweh. It'll be good at that day as we will restore the true calendar of Yahweh, and the times will begin as it began in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 13. Look at it for yourself. It began on the first day of the new moon on the first month. Yahweh started the time out proper, and he's going to restore it. Yes, man has changed it, but Yahweh will correct it. I can't wait. Now, you need to correct it today. You have a chance and an opportunity to do so. This is Pastor Buddy. My time's all gone, and I've enjoyed it, and I'm not half through. I'll finish up tomorrow night on part two of the Time Gates of Yahweh. You need to really tune in tomorrow night. We got a great show lined up for you tomorrow night as we continue on the subject. If you'd like to write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, call me at area code 423-626-2172. We need your help. Send your tithes and offerings to Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Until tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time on the Mighty Voice of Truth, around the world, this is Pastor Buddy saying, remember the Sabbath day and the new moon, and keep it holy.
Standard time on this great station. Praise God.